We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, Kabbalah for the Student. We'll be on page 617, letter 118. We're reading from article Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Once more, Kabbalah for the Student, page 617, letter 118. You may find the text also on kab.tv. You also may ask questions live. Chosen relevant questions will be asked live during the lesson. So, Kabbalah for the Student, page 617, letter 118. The reason for it is that each lower parzuf returns and fills the kelim of the upper one after the departure of their lights during the hizdakhut of the masach. This is because after the departure of the light of the guf of the first parzuf of Ak, because of the izdikhut of the masach received a new zivug at the level of Ab, which refilled the empty kelim of the guf of the upper one, that is, the first parzuf. Also, following the departure of the lights of Guf of Ab, because of the Hizdakhut of the Masach received a Nuzivug at the level of Sag, which refilled the empty Kelim of the upper one, which is Ab. Additionally, after the departure of the lights of Sag, due to the Hizdakhut of the Masach received a Nuzivug at the level of Ma, which emerged from Nikve Enayim, being the Nikudim, which refilled the empty Kelim of the upper one, being Nikudot of Sag. And just so, following the departure of the lights of Nikudim, because of the cancellation of the Achoraim and the breaking of the vessels, the Masach received a Nuzivug at the level of Ma, which emerged from the Metzach of Parsuf Sag of Ak. This fills the empty Kelim of the Guf of the Upper One, which are the Kelim of Nikudim that were cancelled and broken. Meaning, if we learn here now, we see that we have Galgalta, the first Parzuf, which came upon the Rishimot of fourth level of clothing, fourth level of thickness, then Ab, fourth level of clothing over third level of thickness, so then Sag, third level of clothing and second level of thickness, and Nikudim and Katnut, we had second level of clothing and first level of thickness, or the second restriction. Then we had Gadlut in fourth level of clothing and third level of thickness. After this we have Atzilut, the world of Atzilut, presently in the one and root, the second restriction, and then four and three. This is what happens. These worlds, they are called Akudim. Everything is collected in one vessel. It doesn't belong to the breaking or to the lower ones. This is the upper system. It's entirely not connected to us. There begins to be an entirely different system after the points of Sag. An entirely different system, which is already tied to the lower one. In this, that Malchut is connected with Bina. Already there is connection. And then, by this connection, Malchut can correct herself. Beforehand, it's not even spoken about correction. And then, Malchut that is connected with Bina, she reveals in the breaking in the Gadlut of the world of Nikodim. Yes, here it's breaking, Rav writes. It reveals in the breaking just how much it is opposite from Bina. It cannot be like her. The whole gap between her and Bina is revealed. This, we need it. Because after the revelation of the evil, recognition of evil and the difference between the creator and the creature, yes, This is the delta, the difference that we have to reveal. After this is revealed, we can begin correction. Meaning, I've created the evil inclination. Yes, here we reveal it. And I created the Torah, the spice. This is already referring to the world of Atzilut. In this manner, we can reach correction. So these new partsufim emerge. First, each partsuf has its own process, Tanta, and here there is Malachim, the eight Malachim, and so on. Questions? Why are we saying that only after the second restriction there was a connection between Malchut and Bina? Before the first restriction occurred, there was no connection. What shame was there? There was no connection between the attribute of reception and bestowal there? Rav says, we have Malchut and we have the first nine. All this together is called a Paltzuf. And that's it. Everything occurring in Galgalta Absag or Galgalta Absag Mabon, these are the first nine. This is the world of Adam Kadmon. Ak. That's it. The first nine. That's why it's called Akud, collected in the vessel of Malchut. Akudim, Nekudim, Vrudim. Yes, we have three states revealed to Yaakov. The middle line, when it is built, after Akudim, Nikudim, and Vudim. That in Akudim, it's all the preparation from above, how the upper light arranges itself from above, how so? By Kechab, Son, that Nefesh Ruach Neshama, Chaya Yechida. Five lights, five vessels. This is what we have. That's it. Tip of the Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Havaya of relation that from above, the Creator is revealed, the Upper One is revealed, the Providence, the Guidance, it is by Havaya. Only that. That's how the lights come, through the desires, like through some filter, like through some operating system. They operate themselves in this structure, this imprint called Havaya. This is what we have in Akudim. Then there comes the world of Nikudim. The Nikudim is that there is a point, Nikuda. What is revealed actually? Malchut connected to the Bina. This is the first time it's occurring. Here, Malchut was disconnected. Everything was above the Malchut was received. When do we begin to use the Malchut, the Nehiyam Galgalta? Only in the points of Sag. But in the points of Sag, we don't use it. We only take desire from there. To make use, meaning to make Zivug Daka, to begin to fulfill it, to do something with it. And this is already in the world of Nikudim, the Katnut of the world of Nikudim. We still don't use it. In Bina, we make use of it is that in that Malchut restricts it. We reveal Nikudim the first time there is a use of Malchut. There is a revelation to us there that she cannot be connected. And thus, the breaking occurred. So this gap is revealed here. The gap between Malchut and Bina. The difference between them, and that they cannot be as one. This is called Nikudim. And when this gap is revealed in all its different forms and broken manners, what is the breaking? The revelation of how much this cannot be like that. The breaking between us is revealed. Yes, we thought we love one another. Now the hate is revealed between us. So, it wasn't beforehand? Yes, it was. Just, the love covered. Love covers everything. Now that the love has disappeared, the flaws are revealed. So now we have in the world of Atzilut, the world of correction, or the world of Vurudim, which is already just taken apart, a small part of Malchut, how much it can take part in Bina and correct that same part. This is called the middle line, Masach of Chirik. Let's continue. Letter 119. Yet there is an essential difference here in the Numa. It became a male and an upper one to the Kilim of Nikudim, which it corrects. Conversely, in previous Potsufim, the lower one does not become a male and an upper one to the Kilim Neguf of the upper one, even though it fills them through at this, even though it fills them through its level. So what is he saying? That the world of Atzilut, the world of correction, it corrects the world of Nikudim. All the deficits revealed in the world of Nikudim, all these broken vessels, it corrects them. And thus here we have an operation here that's from above below. Pay attention here. From above below, all the actions here are actions that are revealed in this manner. From the world of Ensof, infinity, from whole to unwhole. And here it's the opposite. From the lower one towards the upper one. And that change is because in previous Paltzufim there was no flaw in the departure of the lights, for only the departure of the Masach caused their departure. But here in the world of Nikudim there was a flaw in the Kelim, since the force of the ending Malchut was mixed with the Kelim, the Achoraim, the Zat, making them unfit to receive the lights. This is the reason why they broke and fell into Bia. Hence, they are completely dependent on the Numa to revive them, sort them, and raise them to Atzilut. As a result, the Numa is regarded as male and giver. And these Kelim of Nikudim, sorted by it, become Nukva, female to the Ma. For this reason, their name has been changed to Bon, meaning they had become Tachton, lower one to the Ma. Even though they are superior to the Numa, since they are Kelim from the world of Nikudim, and are considered Ma and Nikve Naim, whose highest Bchina is Vak of Sag Avak, even so, now they became Tachton, lower one to the Numa, for which reason they are called Bon. So it doesn't matter to us who precedes what, who is before and who is after, rather who is more corrected. And accordingly, we are thus revealing the Paltzufim. And that's how we're relating to them. Well, ask questions, because we are ending this topic, and next we'll be coming to the Paltzufim of Atzilut, so let's hear questions. What should our attitude be towards these upper roots of Gagalta Avsag? Because the breaking sounds like much more complex states, because there is a connection between creator and creature, and there is something virtual. That's true, just as we learn in the Zohar, in the preface to the Zohar, we have no grasp on what is found above the Parsa. Meaning, if we're speaking about the structure from Ensof, infinity, until our world, so here we have the general taboo. And after the general taboo, we have the parsa. And after the parsa, the worlds of Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Here is the world of Atzilut, and up here is Adam Kadmon. So our entire life is here below. Below the parsa. Here, he writes us. That's it. And all the rest of what is above is truly like you say. It's like virtual. Something imaginary. Why? Because it's not grasped in our vessels. I still don't have vessels for this. It like passes by me, passes through me. I can't grasp it. We have such phenomena in our world as well. Different fields, different particles, I don't know what. We find that many such phenomena pass through me and my body doesn't identify them. It needs, I don't know, some x-ray machine or some MRI or some special sensitivity to reveal these phenomena, particles or waves. And it's the same thing here. I don't have vessels for this. My vessels begin from Zat of Bina of Atzilut. But where they are found in me, below the parasa, because all the parasa is a chap. Briya Yitzira Nasiya is Ozan Chotem Pe. There where the Malchut truly dominates the Bina, where I can make a different dominance. What's happening in the points of Sag which fell below the Tabu? There by them it's called Galgalta Enayim, and here it is a chap. Yes? Achap is a part where Malchut and Bina are connected together. Gagalta and Naim is not where they're connected. So where is my fountain? Where do my fountain be? In this part of Bia. And there I can prefer the attributes of Bina over Malchut. That's my part. And I can request for this to happen. And when I request for this to happen, that's me requesting, raise me to Atzilut.
However, how should I request? This is why the breakage occurred. And I am in my kelim, which have both Bina, however broken, but also in Malchut I'm given sufferings. A lack of feeling. And in relation to Bina, I'm awakened a little bit. It is called a point in the heart. And then I'm given kind of a balance that I can start thinking that seemingly that quality is better than the other quality. Egoistically, yeah, I'm treating it as Lolishma, not for her name. And then I'm starting thinking differently about life and the world, and I'm brought to a group, to all kinds of conditions where I can truly prefer one over the other, whereby gradually I come to equilibrium. That bestowal is not a bad thing. There's something in it, and by all kinds of actions I come to a decision. I want to ascend to bestowal. I want it to rule me. That Bina would satiate my kelim with its quality of bestowal, and I want to be in delighted mercy, I want to be the quality of mercy. I want. If that desire exists, even a small one, even not so scrutinized in me and not so true even, this is how I am. The upper one takes it into account as we are in reference, in relation to kids, according to their degree. As much as they do, we rejoice with it and help them to go further. This is the matter of degrees, that I don't have to be corrected in order to request the correction. Rather, from my corruption, when I'm entirely corrupted, I somehow, to the extent I'm asking for correction. However, although the correction I'm asking for is not a correction, because my corrupted qualities do not enable me to ask for an opposite nature to my own. However, it is sufficient for me. This is a systematic thing whereby the system is built in such manner that it's sufficient to say, and moms know what I'm asking for. That's it. I don't need to detail for her what do I want. This is a system thing that how we advance from above down. Hence, that request, as false as it is, nevertheless, according to the system, it is accepted above as true one. For the system arranges it according to its degree of concealment. As much as I'm concealed, as much as I cannot ask for the truth because of the concealment. Once asking a bit falsely for the correction, that bit of falseness is being corrected and heard there as truth. And then I'm ascended to Atzilut. So this is a very important thing for us, that we have to understand that in every state, even the worst state, the confusion, the bad desires, the qualities that are revealed in us, no matter. The main thing is the inclination. Towards what? With the tendency, meaning one's laboring. So how does it work? On one hand, I need to detach myself from my kli. On the other hand, the sensation meant to intensify in me. But if I do not have my kli, where would I feel myself as ascending? I don't quite understand you. How does it turn out that the sensation of connection with the Creator only intensifies when we need to ascend the degrees? Stabilize? No, intensifies. Stronger, meaning it has to dress more in my kli, however. But as I'm ascending, as if I'm losing my sensation, vessels of sensation. No, you ascend to Atzilut by your desires. Your desire to receive raises to Atzilut and included in Atzilut, whereby Atzilut is all the quality of bestowal, Gilgal Tane 9, Bi'ai Zahab. So you raise the quality of Malchut to the quality of Bina. Here it's entirely Malchut, below, and here, above, it's all Bina, from the Nekudot Desag that descend below. You remember? This is the division and Parsa between them. Yes. Yesterday, in item 17, you said, so I can hear, he makes a discernment. I think this is the difference between the purity and the breaking. Can you sharpen that point? Well, there is no difference and there is a difference. Nevertheless, there is a different definition. The difference is in the result. The difference is in the reason. And the difference is also in the process. So, well, therefore, how they are resembling each other? By losing the screen. All in all, the screen was purified, disappeared. If once I had the intention to bestow on certain desires, well, now I don't have it. Now those desires I want to enjoy for myself, to bestow on myself, and not to think about anyone, Creator and others. It's no such thing. Disappeared from my sensation. This is called the purification of the screen. Now, in all the Patsufim, in all the previous Patsufim, meaning Gilgalt Ab, Sag, and Gilgalt Ab, Sag, all those Patsufim that are above the general taboo here, the purification is made by Bitush Pnimumakif, two lights that are working on the Masach and cause it to oblige it to purify. In the world of Nikudim, there's no purification. There was Katnut, and from Katnut, by the new Rashimo, they moved to Gadlut. Attitude, meaning it starts being from below upwards. Here it's as if a descent. Gilgalta Absag, you see? The Rishimot are constantly diminishing. Yeah? The screen purifies gradually more and more. Here it's a smaller Rishimot, Bet Aleph, in which the Katnut of the world of Nikudim emerged, and then Dalet Gimel. Here you're already working from the small to the bigger one. This is a different incarnation. Meaning, there is no purification of the screen here in Katnut. Rather, we have an addition of form, of greatness, of Gadlut. because there is multiplicity of the Shemot. There's an additional Shemot of Dalet Gimel. So there's no demand for the screen to be purified and the previous Patsuf disappear. In Atzilut also there's no purification of the screen. In Atzilut we're constantly added and added and added. There's no need for something to purify. There's no such action of purification. There's action of renewal of the Shemot. Because after the breakage of the vessels, when the Shemot remain, they are here, below, yeah, in us, in the chain of Shemot, all the Shemot. And these are Shemot, which are arranged according to their size and their character. They are awakening us and we materialize them. So there's no element of the purification of the screen here apart from as it was here by the Bitush Pnimu Makif, the freezing or in the greatness of the world of Nikudim by the breaking. Yes. The matter of breaking and correction is not clear, because if you're really speaking about breaking and correction, then it seemingly brings it back to where it was prior to the breakage. So those two actions are useless. What is the thing that's happened there? What is this development that created the new discernment that wasn't there before? I don't know. Well, explain to me. Do you have kids? Yes. Good. Do they have a certain game that they have to gather and build? Yeah? But before it was broken, yeah? If I'm going to, say, a factory where they manufacture Lego, or how you call it, those puzzles, then they make a picture, then they break it. They cut it, they have like a pattern that cuts it off. Why did they cut it off? Why should I give that poor kid to sweat there over it? Well, tell me. Did you see with your kids? You do it to them. Why? Give it all prepared for them. Give it to them all pre-done. So, well, I'll ask it in the following way. What is the thing that is in the exertion that could not be procreated? Well, self-participation, the intellect acquired through experience. There's no one as wise as the experienced one. Knowing of the system, how it works, through reassembling it. Only then, you have to be in it. We don't understand that by that I add my desire. It is between those parts of the puzzle. It is what I'm assembling, because just a part and a part is not important. Rather, it is important that I know how I assemble them, what quality of bestowal, what creator I want to have. This is my creator. I have created it. I have made that form. Otherwise, I will never resemble the creator. Adam is he who resembles the Creator. I, as a dad, did not have a choice of choosing whether my kids would be born at the age of zero and develop alone, or would be born at the age of 18 with all that knowledge. If they receive everything from me, they will not feel themselves as equal to me and independent. And to provide that quality, that sensation, I can't. It is, as he says in the example, about the rich who ask his poor friend, what do you want? I'll give you everything. He says, you can give me everything but the sensation that it is mine, that I earned it and didn't receive it from you. This is a great flaw. I don't want to receive from you. I'm willing to give up everything. Eventually we come to state that when we come to Insof and return to Insof, then everything is allowed. You receive in order to receive all the lights, all the vessels, use whatever you want. The Creator, as if it doesn't exist, you can erase it. There's none but you. You are everything. And please, however, because the whole of creation, to start with, is only for you to come to the same sensation that this is what I want. Meaning that the poor friend become truly as the rich friend by the fact that he made it. It is his, because our desire to receive, this is what it requires. This is my main acquisition. for me to be like him, that I made it, that it is mine. This is the acquisition, and not all kind of reception and bestowals. This is like the means between us, like the delicacies on the table to communicate between the guest and the host. And we move to the third part of the lesson. However, beforehand, we'll sing a song together.
במקום לקפל רוצה להשביע תיקון אמיתי יגיע אלינו בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפתוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב השמיים לקנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים היחס שלך הוא טוב ומתיב ורק בזכותך נוכל להציג תכונת הבינה אלינו תשיב